The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now it's time for our kids' clinic. This week, Isolde White, psychotherapist and author, is here to tell you why your Gen Zs won't answer their phones. Isolde, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Good evening.
Isolde, maybe before we get stuck into it, just remind us very quickly who are the Gen Zs, as if we needed reminding.
They're the teenagers up to early 20s.
Yeah, okay. And there's a particular problem with them we've noticed of late, that they won't answer their phone. Why won't they answer their phone?
Well, it could be who's calling them, you know. They certainly don't want to answer the phone to their mom or to anybody official. But they do talk to each other on through their social media apps. But that's something that's between them.
But they have an aversion to actually answering unprompted calls, is it?
Absolutely. Both unprompted calls and voice calls.
And why is that?
Well, some of it is social anxiety. So they grew up with social media where, you know, they had photographs to look at. They had time to react. They're not so used to a matched conversation, you know, through orally, I suppose. They're better on video where they can see people's faces. You know, they're not quite sure how to react to tone of voice always. They want other cues to help them. But also it's social anxiety. What if I get it wrong? What if I say something stupid? I can't correct it. Whereas if I write a stupid text, if I haven't hit send, I can correct that. So there's a lot of social anxiety at play there. That's one of the things. Some of it is also, you know, they don't get the point of talking on the telephone.
Explain that to me. I never stop talking, but like, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to speak for hours to your friend on the phone, gossiping away if you're a teenager.
But they do gossip away in their group chats and in their individual chats. And they often have maybe 5 to 10 different chats going on at the one time. So like actually focusing on one person, as opposed to their group of friends where they're all interacting, or, you know, a couple of different chats they have going on. Maybe they're playing games at the same time, so they're multitasking. So there's a lot of things going on. So it's a mixture of the social anxiety, a bit how they socialise, and a bit how they use electronic devices.
And, you know, we are constantly talking about, you know, this generation having their heads in their phones. It's not that they're not communicating, it's just how they're communicating is completely different. But what is this, like this aversion to answering phones, is this one of the effects of that, where you're just living online and then you can't actually have a proper call and a conversation with someone directly?
I mean, they can have conversations with each other, no problem. Right. So they are conversing, they're chatting, they're often using Insta or Snapchat to have video calls. So they can talk to each other when they're comfortable with each other. But they're very self-conscious and socially conscious of making a faux pas or getting it wrong. And, you know, how to move the conversation forward, like, oh, my God, what if there's an awkward silence, you know, that kind of thing. But you know, that's not all of it. Some of it is they don't want to talk to you, right?
They don't want to talk to mom. They don't want to talk to the...
Yeah, and they're certainly not going to answer an unknown number. But to be honest, I wouldn't either. So I'm not sure. You know, I think sometimes we talk about these generations as if they're radically different to all of us. But I think a lot of people, older people, don't really talk on the phone that much
anymore. I'm not an older person, but I may be a teenager because when I was reading through this, I started thinking, yeah, maybe I'm guilty of these things as well. Like, I don't. When I was a teenager, I would have talked my head off. But like, I am very reluctant to actually have a call with somebody now as well. I don't think it is just Gen Z. I think more and more of us are saying, no, I'll compartmentalise those conversations until I have time.
Yeah, and if you can accomplish it by a quick text where you don't have to wait for a response straight away and you can just wait till the response comes in, a lot of people are happy to do that. Or if it's awkward or difficult, people are happy to do that. I mean, for me personally, I would use the phone if I want to make arrangements because I hate this backwards and forwards because I want to get to the time in the restaurant.
It's time,
pretty quickly.
Isn't it? We've all got very time greedy. We don't want to spend our time on other people.
there is that. And I think, you know, we've all retreated into devices. And I'm not even sure if we've all come out of COVID mentality yet. Like, I think a lot of us are still...
The legacy of that is still there. Well, let's give us some tips, okay? So if you have someone in your life who's Gen Z, you just can't get them on the phone for love nor money. Is there some way that you could give us, like, tips about how to have a conversation with them on the phone if you can't?
Well, I mean, I think as a mom, you know, you should probably do the usual thing of try and have a conversation with them in the car when you're giving them a lift somewhere. But if you really want to catch them on the phone, I kind of think you have to be prepared to do it at their times. I have younger, like mine are just reaching mid-20s. But so say when they were abroad or away, you know, they'll chat to you while they're pottering around doing their makeup. You know, you spend a lot of the time on the telephone looking at the ceiling, you know, while you're chatting to them. But you kind of have to catch them at the times where they have a downtime in themselves. So it's not one of their sort of social times where they actually want to be talking to their friends. They don't actually want to talk to you. So I suppose just insist on, you know, you need to talk to them occasionally and then organise that.
What about the instantness of the responses that they get in these kind of text messages? Has that got something to do with this?
Yeah, that has something to do with it. You know, they're very, very aware of read receipts and when messages have been looked at, and they have a whole language for that, you know, like... You know, if they're trying to if they're having a bit of a beef with another kid, you know, they'll have it set so that they haven't read that person's messages. Or if they're dating and they're kind of ghosting somebody, it's like, well, you know, it might come up on my lock screen so I can see the message, but I don't actually read it now. I might read it 2 hours later or 24 hours
the
later.
Psychological tactics are enormous.
Yeah. I've even watched my daughters do that to their father, you know, like, oh, dad's in touch. Not going to read that now. And I'm like, oh, okay, so that's what happens when I'm trying to get a hold of them.
Well, Isolde, I'm taking down all those tips and I'll be using them aplenty with my friends, so don't bother ringing me in the future. Isolde, thank you so much for taking the time to come in with us today. That's Isolde White, who is psychotherapist and author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.